Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. The Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Affordable Care Act subsidies for people who buy health insurance means nothing really changes in Montana's health insurance market. And that's pretty big news.
I think it's a big deal for the state of Montana.
That's Dick Brown, president of Montana's Hospital Association. Brown says hospitals feel a lot better now, knowing that the health care law is settled, at least for the time being.
The uncertainty is really what creates a lot of issues for hospitals as they're planning for their communities and the needs of those communities in the future.
Reaction to the court's decision from Montana's congressional delegation fell along a spectrum, with Democrat John Tester saying, quote, "The Affordable Care Act is not perfect, but dismantling it without a plan to fix it is reckless, and today the Supreme Court recognized that." Congressman Ryan Zinke, a Republican, stopped short of calling for Obamacare to be repealed. The written statement Zinke issued immediately after the decision said, quote, "Taking care of our neighbors and staying healthy should not be a partisan issue," unquote. Zinke called for President Obama and congressional Democrats to, quote, "come to the table and work together on healthcare solutions that truly lower costs, expand coverage, and protect the doctor-patient relationship." Republican Senator Steve Daines offered the harshest assessment of the federal health care law.
Well, Obamacare is a poorly written law that is failing the American people. And I'm going to continue working to repeal this failed law and replace it with Montana-driven solutions that will increase access to affordable care for all Montanans and put patients first.
But the law's defenders say it's not failing. Christina Goh is an attorney for Montana's state insurance commissioner.
Today, more Montanans have access to health care than ever before. Our uninsured rate has been significantly reduced.
The subsidies that the Supreme Court upheld yesterday are a big reason Montana's uninsured rate has dropped significantly. And more Montanans with health insurance saves everybody money, says Montana Hospital Association President Dick Brown. That's because hospitals have to charge people with insurance more to cover the uncompensated care they provide to people without insurance.
Well, the uncompensated care goes into the hundreds of millions of dollars across the state.
So more people with health insurance should mean that hospitals can start charging less, which should mean that insurance companies can lower their rates, or at least not raise them as much as they would have. And more people with health insurance should help Montana's rural hospitals keep their doors open. Of the 60 total hospitals in Montana, 48 are rural, and many are barely hanging on.
Montana only has two or three hospitals that are considered for-profit. The others are all community, not-for-profit facilities. The rural hospitals do have zero, none, or negative margins, and probably about a third of the critical access, the rural hospitals have some form of a local tax levy subsidy that does support that facility on an annual basis.
For hospitals like those, do these subsidies mean that they might be a little bit closer to breaking even, or will even help them break even? And you know, for local taxpayers who are supporting their local hospital, is there potential for them to see a little bit of relief?
I think potentially it is. I mean, it's really a numbers game. You take a lot of our rural communities, they're serving, you know, a few thousand people, so it will impact them to the tunes of maybe a few dozen more people that'll have coverage. So yes, it'll eventually hit that bottom line, and hopefully over time that decreases the burden of local taxpayers with the level of the subsidies that they are providing.
Brown says Montana's hospitals will also be made healthier because the state legislature in April passed Medicaid expansion. He says that should add about 50,000 more people to the ranks of those in Montana with health coverage, in addition to the 42,000 or so who are buying subsidized individual policies now. And the subsidies to buy coverage are significant. While insurance premiums vary based on age, location, whether a person smokes, and the level of coverage they choose to buy, a typical rate for a 40-year-old is about $280 a month. The average subsidy in Montana is $230 a month. The Supreme Court's decision means that those subsidies will remain in place in Montana. I'm Eric Whitney.